Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the NFL Happy Hour Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Blair. On today's episode, we are going to see the South rise again by talking about the AFC South. Sharing our way too early predictions of this entire division.
With that opening, I wasn't sure if you were talking about football or the upcoming election.
Oh, shit. All right, that being said, like we have done on each of the previous 7 episodes, we're going to break down how we think the division's going to fall first, second, third, fourth. We're going to talk about what their records will be. Well, we bet they're over and under. And then, of course, at the end of this episode, we're going to talk about the AFC playoff landscape for the end of this episode. As always, I'm joined by my partner here, Mr. Matthew Fox. How are you, buddy?
I mean, I'm less bullish on the South. There is a team that I like, which to be clear when we do playoff predictions. But if we were talking about it as a whole, I think South Park, the show, has more prospects than the AFC South.
It's pretty crazy how you continue this slandering of this division. I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I am going to let it continue to be how you want it to be, because we are about to talk and get a little dusty in this chat over some predictions in this division, which we're going to go ahead and Matthew Fox is going to let you kick us off with who do you think is going to finish in the AFC South? 4-3-2-1.
Number 4, I have the Titans.
Blasphemy!
3, I have the Colts. 2, I have the Jaguars. 1, I have the Houston Texans.
I'm going to first and foremost say this is blasphemy, okay? Coming in 4th place, I have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coming in 3rd place, I have the Indianapolis Colts. Coming in 2nd place, I have the Tennessee Titans. And coming in 1st place, I have the Houston Texans.
I thought I was kind of out on the Jaguars, but you're making me feel better.
Well, so I will say this. I have everybody in this division floating around the 800 range. The 800 range. They're all going to finish 13-4, I guess. The only losses are going to be to one another in the division as they split the division. I don't even know if that's 800 or not. You know what I mean? That's probably not. So 500. All right. So obviously some disparity. The thing about this is I'm the most bullish on is the Colts. And obviously saying the Titans in 2nd place, I'm not bullish. I just feel very confident there. That's actually just my surprise team this year. But for me, the Colts are a team that I think can be good, but also think can be bad. It's just a weird...
It's not a great sign that they're already having to give days off to Anthony Richardson because his shoulder hurts too much to throw. That gives me pause. I know it's June, and we need to see if that continues, but that gives me pause.
For sure, 100%. All right, let's go ahead, and we're going to talk about it in the way that you had it. Not the way you had it, but we're going to just talk about the Jaguars first. What do you have the Jaguars record as?
10-7.
10-7. Interesting. I have the Jaguars at 8-9.
Which isn't a big stretch. I mean, no. 2 games either way. They were 9-8 last year, so I have them maybe one better. You have them maybe one worse. That's
not too bad.
I wasn't impressed with their offseason. That's why
I had them kind of step down a little bit, especially when I was starting to look at their schedule and stuff like that. I forgot to do it here. Give me one second here. Let me pull it up real quick. Let me pull up the little sketty. They play the NFC North strong division. Two good teams, two bad teams. And then they play the who's the AFC? AFC West. So a hard division, 3 or 4 good teams.
Yeah, and I'm losing some of these games, but it just, I don't know. 10-7 I don't think is a spectacular record. I wouldn't be shocked if they were 8 or 9. They probably are going to be one of those teams that has like an 8.5 or 9.5 as their over under, and they're going to total stay away because their range of outcomes is really 7 to 11 wins, depending on how things fall.
For sure. All right, Indianapolis Colts.
The Colts I had at 6-11. I like the potential of Richardson. I think they still have some holes, and I think there's going to be the growing pains that he didn't get to experience last year. I mean, he only played like 2.5 games. You know, I know he started 4, but he got knocked out of 2 of them really early.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I guess I was a little bit more bullish on them. I had them at 8-9 as well. I didn't know about the Richardson thing, so now you got me at a pause, but I think this is just a dart throw looking at it right off the rip. I just have both the Colts and Jaguars 8-9. I just kind of place one ahead of the other. I just believe in the Colts, I think, a little bit more just because I think that the Jaguars had a very bad offseason. I think that to me is why I am the way I am. And Tennessee Titans, which I know is going to have a massive disparity on where we are for ranking. So where do you have the Tennessee Titans record?
4-13.
See, this is bullshit. Okay, this is bullshit.
I don't believe in mayonnaise boy.
So this is my thing. Okay, first and foremost, if you've ever listened to this show, I have been very much an anti Tennessee Titans, and it was because of one reason and one reason only. And that's because Ryan Tannehill was garbage. I like what they've done in the offseason. I think that they have a very good offensive core. I think they have a solid running back. Obviously, step back with Derrick Henry, but obviously when you have a new coach coming in, the scheme is a little bit different. I believe in Will Levis. I don't know what it is. I don't know why I do, but I believe in Will Levis. Now, I will say this. The secondary has a little bit of a question mark, and I think that's going to be cause for concern. My other thing that I really hesitate with this team being so high, I have them at 10-7. Okay. A little high, but I have a feeling that I like this team. I was looking for a team for me to be like, you know what? This team's going to play better than I think in my head. And I believe it's going to be the Tennessee Titans of all the teams, which I might shock the entire world that I said that. I do have a little bit of an issue with their schedule because they start off rather hot. They have an early bye. And I do think that the schedule is kind of tough. They do have some moments, but then they have a little bit of a patch where I think that they can tie. The tides can turn where you have a patch of New England, Los Angeles, Minnesota. They got Houston in there, but Washington, Jacksonville, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Houston. I do see that there's potential for this team to really finish in a position where they are along the lines of Matthew Fox says of a 4-13. I'm more bullish on this team. I have them a 9 or 10 win team. I think that they have the opportunity to really surprise people. This is the team that I believe in the AFC that's going to surprise people this year in 2024. All right.
I mean, they could. I was surprised I ended up having them in the Colts that low. I think it's just because, you know, I have 3 teams in the AFC East over 10 wins. And I have all 4 teams in the AFC North over 500, and I had 2 teams over 500 here. There's just only so many wins to go around.
For sure. I get that 100%. Houston Texans, what do you got to finish in?
Well, 11-6.
I have them at 11-6 as well. Definitely first place in the division rather easily, but also a team addition of Stephon Diggs, huge, right? You know what I mean? Big signing. I didn't love the Joe Mixon signing. I don't love it at all, really. I didn't feel like it was necessarily he was the guy that I would have picked to sign, but it is what it is. He's still a decent quality back, but you're also going to probably sling the ball, you know, 40, 45 times a game anyway. So he might be good for that, especially from the offense that he is coming from. All right, for the fun time. Now this is the fun side of things. Maybe from the beginning, I should have been like having you guess what the over and under is be, because that would have been a whole lot of fun. Maybe the next rough crouch that we do, we'll have to do that. But obviously, we're going to start off with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which was hilarious because like you nailed it right on the head with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Their number is 8.5.
Yeah, it's a total stay away.
Yeah, 100%.
I think they're an 8 to 10 win team probably. Yeah. So.
For Indianapolis Colts, theirs is strangely high. Even though I'm a little bit bullish on them, their over-under is at 8.5 as well, plus 105. I mean,
they won 9 games last year, so.
Oh, did they?
Damn. They were 9-8.
Maybe I should have had last year's records in front of me. I don't remember.
I would tend toward under for 8.5, but that's kind of a stay away for me because they have to.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Potential. Very much a stay away from me too.
Jacksonville is a big question for me. You know, last year going into the year, they seemed like a lock to be the best team in that division and to move into the playoffs, and they just kind of, they were 8-3 at one point, and then the wheels flew off the bus. They like imploded.
That was pretty insane. Tennessee Titans over under is 6.5. Plus 115 on the over, minus 135 on the under.
I'm banging
the over on this. I actually have a bet on the division.
I actually kind of think that's a stay away for me because 6 or 7 wins wouldn't be shocking to me.
I like the over here, but obviously, duh, because of where I have them. But I also have a bet on them to win the division too. So that's neither here or there.
Did you Texans title to your house?
No, funny enough. So listen to this. This is funny. I'll tell a story in the air. So obviously, I was looking at the over under, what their division number was to win the division. So at the time, it was plus 650 to win the division. Okay, so plus 650 to win the division. Recently, I went back to the board on DraftKings, and I was like, I wonder where the number is at now. Like they've had a decent little, I felt they had a little decent offseason, you know, division winner. We're going to go look at the division winner. Their division winning options now is plus 1,000. Huh. The odds are no longer in their favor. Obviously, they're ranked 4th in the division as far as it obviously, you know, amongst it. But that is a massive number compared to everybody else. I've seen a lot of websites have the Tennessee Titans finishing as one of the worst teams in football. And I just think that it's blasphemy. So, and I don't care what Matthew Fox says. So,
I didn't have them, but I think they're barely a top 5 pick for me.
Let's see, where were they at? Let's see here.
Maybe they'll be able to get franchise quarterback.
Ouch.
Also, by the way, speaking on that, they're plus 425 to make the playoffs. That's a pretty nice little bet that I like as well. All right. Now let's talk about the Texans. Over under is 9.5, and that's a stay away for me.
I'd probably take the over because I think, you know, they won. That's tough though, because 10 or 11 is probably right in their range, but I like the Texans. There's also always the danger that they're this year's Giants, which I don't think is going to happen, but I honestly didn't think that was going to happen to the Giants last year. So. You know, but yeah, it's probably a stay away.
All right. That being said, we have the playoffs to talk about. All right. Who are your seven teams in the playoffs?
I have division winners, Cincinnati Bengals, Houston Texans, Miami Dolphins, Kansas City Chiefs, wild cards, the New York Jets, the Baltimore Ravens, and the Buffalo Bills. And essentially, you have to win 11 games to make it in the AFC.
Yeah, the NFC is... The NFC is a dog fight. It's a dog fight. I really hate it looking at the AFC because to me, whenever you come down to it, it's really hard to like really look past the Chiefs. But I've got my division. I got the Jets as the one seed, Ravens, Chiefs, Texans, Bengals, Bills, and Titans making the seven seed. All right, how do you have the AFC playing out in the playoffs, and who do you have going into Super Bowl?
Wild card, I have Jets over Chiefs, Dolphins over Ravens, and Texans over Bills. Then in the next round, I have Texans over Dolphins, Bengals over Jets, Texans over over Bengals, and Texans versus Lions in the Super Bowl.
Nothing would make me happier than seeing Patrick Mahomes get exited in the first round by anybody in the world. I've got the first round of the playoffs. I have Ravens over Titans, Chiefs over Bills, Texans over Bengals. I have the Jets beating the Texans, the Ravens over the Ravens over the Chiefs, and then I have the Jets going to the Super Bowl. For now. I could change. Subject to change. But a healthy Aaron Rodgers on that team just – I don't know. I just feel like a healthy Aaron Rodgers on that team is going to basically make that team really fucking good. So until somebody can prove to me that he's not healthy, and that could be the first 3 weeks of the season, and I regret picking them to go to the Super Bowl. But who do you have? Maybe, obviously, the Texans. That's a strong Super Bowl pick, obviously. And you have them winning, correct?
No, I have the Lions winning.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think... Outside of that, maybe, you know, you have the Texans and Bengals in the Super Bowl against each other, two of your favorite teams in the AFC there. Any of the other teams kind of spark your eye to say, hey, this team can go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the Bengals last year. I still like them if they're healthy. You know, I think one of the teams in the AFC East you could see make a run, and it's hard to know whether that would be the Bills, the Dolphins, or the Jets. I could see one of them getting hot and getting the right path and going.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, this is what you should do. You should go to DraftKings right now. And for plus 15,000, okay, plus 15,000, you can play the mortgage on the Tennessee Titans to win the Super Bowl. No, I'm kidding. I'm not that. I'm not going that far, guys. I'm kidding. To me, this is really the Texans is a team that I'm cautiously optimistic on. And the only reason I am is because there's been teams like that we've seen them red hot. And the year after that, they've kind of fizzled. That to me is my biggest concern with the Texans. Do I think it's going to happen? No, but I'm also,
could it happen?
But could it happen? 100%. The Bengals are a team that I think if healthy, Joe Burrow comes back. People forget. I believe people forget because you're out of sight, out of mind. I think if the Bengals are do the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl last year if Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow are healthy? I don't think so. I really don't. I don't think so. So I think, to me, I don't believe that they do.
I mean, I didn't have the Jets making this the playoffs last year, even though I thought Rodgers was healthy. I thought it would take him a little while to acclimate. They've really pushed their chips in and gone all in. And honestly, if it doesn't work out for them, if they don't make the playoffs this year, I think there's a complete house cleaning. GM, coaching staff. And they're kind of an older team now. I mean, you've gone with Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, that's a pretty good platoon if you're looking at 2024. But if you're looking at, like, where are you going to be in 2027, unless you believe Jordan Travis is going to be able to develop really well, if you're good enough, you're not going to bottom out. And then you've kind of – I feel like the Jets have set themselves up to have a, you know, Broncos 2016 to 2023 kind of run. If they don't win, that's going to be even worse.
100% agree. 100% agree. It's definitely a team that it's either do or die. You know what I mean? We've seen plenty of those in the past. And to me, I just feel like right now, if we're looking, and that's the thing, we're looking at it right now on paper. Right now on paper, to me, I feel like the Jets team played well last year with shitty quarterback play, and now they're getting the quarterback back. Now they have their core intact. You have one of the best running backs in football. You have a quarterback that can sling the ball down the football field to these wide receivers, and I just feel like you're setting them up for the potential success. That being said, obviously, you know, this is subject to change. Matthew Fox and I have every right to change our mind over the next 2 months when we rehash these, talk about some other things over the offseason. We're going to come back and I don't know what we're going to talk about in the NFL, but we'll figure out things to talk about whenever we do return. But this has been a lot of fun, Mr. Fox. I love chatting football with you. And folks, while you're here on the YouTube channel, we're dropping all the content in one spot for you. Drive-In Podcast Network, where we're talking about the NFL. We're talking about movies. We're talking about TV. We're talking about reality TV. We've got everything imaginable to men here covering right here on this network. I love what we've built here. Fox and I have been grinding for a long time. Fox took one for the team last year, talking NFL here. This year, we're going to come back full force, and we're going to drive this baby home. You can also check out the Fantasy Football Roundtable over here on the Drive-In Podcast Network now. Dennis and Mr. Fox over there chatting all things in the world of football. You got this. You've got Fox and Eric talking about stuff on This Week at the Movies. You got Dom and I talking about Popcorn People. And then every once in a while, you got me talking about reality TV. And then in between all of that, you have both of us dropping movie reviews left and right. So I'm excited for what we're doing. I got excited for what we're doing and what's ahead. So I'm excited. And I'm going to say excited like 7 more times before we leave. So I'll talk to you guys later.
Until you see how the Titans actually finish.
I hate you. Why'd you have to finish it like that? So mean.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.